8:01, minute after 8 o'clock at KQRS, our special guest, Dr. Jacob Mehrman. How are you, sir?
Oh, wonderful. How's everybody in the studio?
Everybody in the studio is good, I think. Anybody have any complaints?
No complaints. Good.
No complaints at all.
All right.
Dr. Mehrman, I don't think you've talked to Michelle Tafoya before. Big shot NBC TV announcer.
Oh, yeah.
But a huge pain in the ass.
Hi there. How yeah. I'm very interested in this topic.
Oh,
good topic.
Which one?
Giving information to Russians like you. That's what I know.
You want to talk about cannabis, marijuana?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Like I always say, marijuana is a gateway drug to good medicine.
Yeah, to good medicine. That's exactly right.
To good medicine, right. In our clinic, people come for cannabis, and we usually find some other ways to help them as well. So,
yes, that's very true.
It shouldn't be, cure-all. But anyway, I can answer any questions.
Absolutely. I will set this up by saying that several months ago, Catherine decided that I was not in the greatest mood all the time, so she reached out to Dr. Mehrman's office. I went in to see him. Things went swimmingly. And I will tell you this now. Basically, Dr. Mehrman, you've ruined my career because now I'm far too happy and far too positive.
Way to go.
It's really ruining the show.
Yeah. People are calling in and asking what happened.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to that guy? He's in a good mood. Yeah, Michelle, seriously, Dr. Mehrman wants to take questions, and I'm sure you have a couple about medical marijuana. It's not medical marijuana, by the way. It's medical cannabis.
Well, what's
cannabis
the difference? Are we talking semantics there?
What?
Are we talking semantics? I mean, isn't marijuana, aren't they the same
semantics,
thing?
Yeah, I mean, marijuana is usually is a pejorative term. It kind of came about in the time when, just before the prohibition, and was a way of discouraging people from using it. But cannabis is a scientific term for the plant.
Okay, gotcha. So that's why you prefer that.
Well, yeah, and it's a proper name for the herb. It's herbal medicine. It's cannabis, sativa or indica, whatever it is. And the Minnesota office that handles it is a cannabis office, actually, at the Minnesota Department of Health.
Okay. Right. So are there forms of this out there that are kind of gimmicky and fake and not really what we're supposed to be focusing on? In other words, you see these lotions and potions now that are supposed to be pain relief, etc. And do they work?
Okay, so we're talking CBD. So CBD is one of the alkaloids of the plant that is legal for sale anywhere, really. And you can order it online or, they used to have it in Whole Foods. I'm not sure if they still do. And many other places it's available. And it does help a lot of people for all kinds of things. But for a lot of conditions, this is not enough. And so a full cannabis plant with THC works better. THC is another alkaloid, and there are some others. And THC is the one that's controlled, and that's why it's been an issue over the years for people to obtain cannabis because it's federally illegal. But luckily, many states legalized it within a state, as Minnesota did, and so we can use it for medicine as it should be.
I still love the fact, Dr. Mehrman and Michelle and Jeff Passolt, that in Washington, D.C., cannabis is legal. Recreational cannabis is legal, but not federally.
that's great.
It's by province then, or what?
Yeah. It's classified as a class one narcotic, which is basically a substance that has no medical uses federally.
In fact,
medically, it's one of the most useful herbs. We use it for so many conditions, and the results are just, amazing. I don't like to say that to people on the radio because it sounds like a sales talk, but have not seen any single other drug to have this many good qualities and with such good safety and low level of side effects.
How long have you been prescribing this and been an advocate for this?
First of all, we doctors don't prescribe. We just see people and, you know, we can discuss it and we can certify that they have a qualifying condition. But the actual prescription or dispensing is done by a pharmacist at the dispensary.
So how do you know what level a person should be taking?
That's, again, it's not my job. The pharmacists are really knowledgeable. You know, you go to a dispensary and they'll help you figure out the right product. The THC to CBD ratio has to be right so you don't have side effects. Most people don't have any side effects. The dose has to be figured out. The way of administration has to be figured out. Mm-hmm. For example, oral products like pills will take a little longer to take effect, but they have longer action, so you can have a baseline blood level. But if, for example, for pain, it's a wonderful pain medication.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a lot of pain, like right now, there's a vaporized version which works within seconds, and so sometimes people have to take a puff, and then pain goes away fairly quickly, but it doesn't last as long. And to figure out between all these products, that's where the pharmacist comes in and help you figure out what works.
I have one other follow-up here, and then maybe another later, but only because this book has just come out by Alex Borenson. He's a former New York Times investigative reporter whose wife is a forensic scientist of some sort. And because his wife urged him to, this book talks about how there is a very high risk of schizophrenia and psychosis and some other things on kids using marijuana at levels that are perhaps over the top. Have you read this?
I haven't read the book.
A response?
We've obviously heard about this psychosis issue. I have heard from a couple of patients that they smoked and teenagers or young adults, they smoked and they developed a paranoid kind of an episode. Mm-hmm. I've definitely heard that. But I haven't seen this with the medicinal approach. And I don't know if this has to do with the type of cannabis they smoked. You know, who knows what was in it. Like I said, I've never seen it with a product coming from the dispensaries here in Minnesota.
No, it's never happened. The only negative I could say about cannabis for me is it's given me a very positive attitude, which is, as I said, ruining my career. But other than that,
you're confusing a lot of people who know you.
Exactly. I want to say again, Dr. Merman, and it's very, very important because people are a bit reluctant. When I went, Catherine set up the appointment. I went and saw Dr. Merman and everybody else at the clinic. In St. Louis Park, by the way, pass, right down there on Excelsior.
God's country.
Your hometown. Uh-huh. But I went and saw everybody. It could not have been better. Everybody was very friendly. There's no judgment. There's no stigma. Nothing like that at all. And the same happens at the pharmacy. You go in, the people at the pharmacy could not be nicer. It's a very pleasant experience. So if anybody thinks this is scary or you're going to be judged, it's none of that. It's there just like all other medication, hopefully to help you out. It's been a great experience, Dr. Merman.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for saying that. And with the pharmacy, by the way, I've had for example, with California, they have cannabis sold much more openly than here. But there's the negative side to that. To figure out what to take, there's not enough help. So you come to the store in California and I've sent somebody. Somebody needed some cannabis for pain. And they didn't know what to buy, and there was nobody there to help them. And in Minnesota, actually, there's a lot of help from the pharmacy to figure out, pharmacist, to figure out you know, how to start, how to adjust the doses, et cetera. So
fantastic.
Here we have an advantage, actually, even over places like California, where cannabis is on, you know, much more open, more available.
No question. Candace has a call for Dr. Merman.
We have Rob from Minnetonka.
Rob, Dr. Hey, Merman, Dr. Merman, Rob.
Hello. Thank you for having Dr. on. This is a great topic. You know, Dr., opioids are a real problem in our culture now, but it seems like a real uphill battle to get cannabis products as an alternative.
I'll avoid the term, the dismissive term conspiracy theory, but is there a real strong lobby from the pharma companies and Western medicine to kind of squelch what you're doing? Do you fight uphill against that?
I'm not feeling it. And lately with opioids, this is becoming such an issue, and a lot of doctors are trying to cut back on the prescriptions. So a lot of people are complaining they're not getting enough pain relief. And these are some of the people that are coming for cannabis, actually, where the docs are not giving them enough opioids. Really, with cannabis, we've seen so many people get off of opioids because it seems to work just as well for pain, maybe better, and with much less side effects. So people like it a lot more.
Great. Well, thanks for giving us a happier new time.
Speak for yourself.
Is this guy a good friend of Catherine's or something? What's going on?
Yeah, well, he is now, I'll tell you that.
I will tell you that.
Yeah, you met Catherine. We had a good time. Yeah. And no, it's not what people, well, it's not what I expected. I thought it was going to be much more regular. It's like, well, you have to answer these. It's not that way at all. No stigma, no judgment, nothing. You go in. The doctor is there to help you. All the people at the clinic are there to help you. The same with the people at the pharmacy, the cannabis pharmacies. Mm-hmm. Nicest people in the world. Brian's a great guy where I go. Just the whole thing has been a great experience, and Catherine's very, very happy that she did it. She is the one who initiated the whole situation in the first place. It's interesting, Dr. Merman, because it's been a few months now, and it seems to be getting better. Like, little by little, I can get up in the morning and go, hey, how you doing? She's going, oh, Christ, another day. Yeah.
Hey, and we've done other things too, right? Not just cannabis.
Yeah, you put me in a headlock that one time, I remember.
No, that's not. So a little wrestling in the morning is good for you too, then.
Let me tell you this, and, you know, this is, we're sitting around the day he met Catherine. As a matter of fact, we're sitting around talking to Dr. Merman in his office, and I talked about the fact that pharmaceuticals to help you sleep are far too expensive, and they bother me, and I get a hangover from them and all that stuff. Dr. Merman suggested something that costs $4 for a month use. $4.
And the impact is?
And it's also herbal. I sleep like a rock. Seriously, it's unbelievable. It's all natural. I get it up at Arcades up in Plymouth, which is a great place anyway. But I was shocked. You told me about this and you gave me a couple because it is an herbal thing. It's not a pharmaceutical.
Right.
I went up there and I figured, well, you know, it's $400 a month for some of these pharmaceuticals to sleep. So I don't know how much this is going to be. It's $4 for 60 little green pills. And I do sleep much better.
Is that the only place you can get those? Is that Arcades, or can you get something like that online?
No, you can get them. You can see, this is a Russian product. So it's basically valerian with hops. So valerian is kind of an anxiolytic, or it helps people with anxiety. So there are two varieties of that in these Russian stores. There's the yellow pills, which are just valerian, and the green ones, which is valerian with hops. So the yellow ones are for daytime use, and the green ones are for basically to help sleep as well. And you can also get a very similar product in Whole Foods. Just ask for valerian with hops, and you'll sleep better. But these are much larger capsules, so I prefer the Russian preparation.
What do you have to say to places like the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation, who have been quite adamant about putting the brakes on the legalization of some of these marijuana or cannabis-based situations, because in their minds, it's pretty much considered a gateway drug to this day?
Well, I'm not sure I agree. First of all, well, there's two issues, right? The legalization for medical use and legalization for recreational use. Mm. So I'm not sure if that's a great thing to do, to use drugs recreationally, any drugs anyway. So I wouldn't suggest that. I mean, it probably should be legal anyway, because it's way safer than alcohol and tobacco, which are legal. So it makes no sense.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah. But on the medical side, this is an herbal medicine that works for a lot of conditions, and there's no reason to prohibit it. And it's, like I said, in my clinic, it's a gateway drug for sure, but to good medicine, not to other drugs.
I like that.
You know, people feel so much better than they are more trusting in our approach, and then we take them further with other methods. There's some supplements that help a lot of people with mood disorders and for weight management. There's some ways of physical therapy, which we use, like low-level laser, which are very helpful in all kinds of pain conditions and injuries. There's a hypnotherapy we have, which is probably superior to conventional, cognitive behavioral therapy, in my opinion. I'm not a psychologist, but that seems to be the correct. So we use all kinds of approaches, and that's how people find out about us, and it's pro cannabis. So it is a gateway drug.
Yeah, good. I like that. Candace has another call for you, doctor.
Yeah.
We have Brett from Rogers.
Brett from Rogers, Dr. Merman.
Good morning.
Hi there.
The question I have to the doctor is, does your body build up a tolerance like it does with other pain medications?
Oh, that's a great
question.
You're going
to be finding yourself needing more and more.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Okay, tolerance issue. I've heard about it. I've heard this from a couple of people where it actually happened. But it's quite rare. I haven't seen this as a big problem. I don't know what the research says. We don't have enough research. But just on a clinical level, people are not complaining of it, that they need to buy more and more.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. One big issue is cost of the product. I mean, just yesterday somebody told me, you know, they're using it for PTSD, and they're spending like $900 a month. I mean, this is an outlier. Most people spend way less than that, but somewhere between $200 and $600 a month for control of pain or anxiety of PTSD, et cetera, is common. And this is very expensive for a lot of people, unaffordable, unfortunately.
Do you consider it addictive? Because I'm looking at some of what Betty Ford, again, and Hazelden have to say. They say it's an addictive drug.
Yeah, so addictive potential exists, but it's less addictive than other substances. The most addictive are things like nicotine and tobacco, opioids, cocaine. Cannabis is as addictive as coffee. Really, it's about 9% addictive potential, so one of the lowest.
It is a wonderful thing. Dr. Merman, how do people reach out to you to get the ball rolling? My lovely wife did it for me, and I'll be forever grateful. How do people get in touch with you to come and see you?
Many ways. I mean, we are lifemedical.us. It's not .com, .us. You can even send me a message, send me an email. I do respond to emails. You can call the office, 952-933-8900. And that's about it. You know, if the front desk is overwhelmed, please be patient. Sometimes they are.
No, they're great.
We'll help you any way we can.
Dr. Merman, I want to congratulate you on the picture on your webpage because you look like you're about 14 years old. Good picture.
I'm 16.
Dr. Merman, thank you so much, and come back. People love these conversations because I think there's some fear there from people not knowing it is something new and they don't know about it. So alleviating those fears through this radio show is a wonderful thing. I love that.
It's great. Terrific. Nothing to be afraid of. It's just good herbal medicine.
I will talk to you later on today, doctor.
Sounds wonderful. Talk to you, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for the answers.
Such a good guy. No, I'll tell you, he was talking about Ethan Wise and I don't know if you call it psychotherapy or whatever, but Ethan Wise, one of the nicest men ever, and you want to have a conversation with somebody and talk through a problem. He's phenomenal at it. Dr. Tran is their physical therapist. Great. Everybody in the building, everybody over there just could not be nicer. They're very accommodating, bunch of really, really nice people. I've met some great people over there. There's one of the drivers, Muhammad. He just, every time he sees me, he gets this big smile on his face like, oh, there's that pain in the ass.
Yeah. Better put my smile on just to help me.
Muhammad's a great guy. No, he is. He's a great, everybody over there. I've had a great experience. There's nothing to be afraid of. No judgment, nothing. So get off your ass if you're not sleeping or whatever it is. But yeah, this valerian with hops, it's incredible. And like I said, it's $4 a month. Hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
And you can go right in. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can just walk in the door and say, I'd like that right there, or do you have to have a slip or what?
Nope. It's not prescription. It's just, it's an herbal medication, and it just, it's wonderful. Really, it works really well for me because I have a lot of anxiety because I work with you people.
Oh, sure.
The bane of your existence.
That came out wrong. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So it makes you really honest, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I consider it a huge break that Dr. Merman comes on the show because listeners tell me, I mean, on the street, they go, man, that's the greatest thing ever. I was afraid of it. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to do it. But no, it makes people relax, and that's if we can do that, that's fantastic. And by we, I just mean being on this show. It's a wonderful thing.